I had just turned 14 when my big brother Sean went off to fight the Taliban in Afghanistan. The war had only been raging for a year, but already our boys and the rest of the team were kicking ass. Sean had been keen to head from the get-go, back when the dust from the Twin Towers was still settling. He was bummed when his squadron wasn't the first of the Special Forces crew chosen to fly off. Gutted when they weren't the second. So, when they were third time lucky, he was over the moon. So was I, over the moon and proud as. Mum was too, but on the day Sean left, she was sad as well. Sad as anything. I didn't have a clue what my dad, old Greggy boy, was feeling. He didn't even come up from his caravan by the creek to say goodbye. Guess it wasn't a huge surprise, given Dad and Sean still weren't talking after the big blue they had years back. So it ended up being just me and Mum farewelling him from the front of our farmhouse, which sat on a hill, smack bang in the middle of a couple of hundred acres of prime farmland that hadn't been farmed in years. It was just past the middle of winter, and the sky was as clear and sharp as glass. The air smelt like dry grass and chimney smoke. Tiny brown birds with silver rings around their eyes that had come our way to escape the colder winter down south darted between the bottle brushes. They chirped and chirped and chirped as they jetted round. Apart from Sean's boots crunching along the driveway as he marched towards me, those birds were the only things making a sound on that morning. When he reached me, he placed his hand on my shoulder. I looked up. While I was a bit tall for my age, I still had half a foot to go till I reached Sean. Trist? Yep. He looked up the hillside to the shed. Mum and Dad had converted it into a room for Sean when he was about my age. Now he used it as a place for him and his girlfriend Amy to stay when he was home on leave. Take care of my stuff. Yeah, for sure. Sean glanced over to Mum, who was slouched on the front steps, staring at the top of our dirt driveway, which wound its way a few hundred metres down the hill. He fixed me with his golden green speared eyes. And take care of Mum too. Well, I'll do my best. Good, he nodded. And Trist? Yep. The corner of his left cheek curled into a lopsided grin. You think you could try and keep out of trouble? Piss off. I slapped his hand off my shoulder. Sean's grin grew and he smiled at me in a way that made me feel like I was as tall as him already. He ruffled my hair, winked. See you, little man. See ya, I said. Good luck. Done with me, he headed across the front yard towards Mum. On the way, he stopped and sat on the edge of the veranda next to Kel, the last of Pop's old Kelpies. As Sean patted her head, Kel lifted a tail and, whack, whack, slapped it down twice on the timber. A pretty good effort given her state. She was about as old and worn as that Hessian sack she slept on. Sean slid off the veranda and continued on to Mum. When he reached the bottom of the steps, she finally lifted her gaze, locking eyes with him and standing slowly. Then, whoosh, she launched herself down to the bottom step, grabbed Sean's head and squeezed it so hard it was like she was trying to pop it like a balloon. After half a minute or so, Sean managed to wriggle free. Then he pecked her on the cheek, turned and dashed over to his bright blue Commodore SS. He leapt in, vroom, fired her up and tore her off down the driveway and onto Findle Creek Road. Pantera's Cowboys from Hell blasting from his stereo. Horn mipping, dust billowing in his wake. Arm waving wildly out the window till he rounded the first bend and was out of sight. I leant against the veranda post, watching the cloud of dust trickle to the ground, listening to the growl of the V8 engine rise and fall as Sean wove through the valley. Once all the dust had settled, and once the Commodore's engine was a faint whir, I moved my eyes from the road to the crisp paddocks, to the rolling hills, dotted with the occasional gum and a cluster of black boys, to the dark green ranges beyond, and up to that glassy sky that Sean would be jetting through tomorrow morning on his very first deployment. Shit, yeah. I raised my fist in the air, held it there for a few seconds, and as I was lowering it, way off in the distance, somewhere at the start of the valley, I thought I heard a faint meep. Smiling, I looked over to Mum. She was still standing too. She wasn't smiling though, and she didn't have a fist in the air either. Instead, her hand clutched the steps railing. Meep. One last honk. Fainter than the last, but I was sure of it this time. because Mum flinched and her head turned slightly to the right. Then she released the railing, cupped a hand over her mouth and sat down. When her ass hit that step, those tears it had been banking up for days finally fell. And geez, how they poured, like rain from a summer storm cloud.